Why today doesn't suck.
No, not happy birthday. No, not that. Please, no. Not happy birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Hello? 258. Well, that's it for us this week. I'm not sure we can do any more heavy lifting in 1 week. Here's Grooves.
Thanks, Bug. Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
Okay, Hardline, not here.
No.
Man, what a week for sales. You guys are never here anymore.
By the way, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
Don't mean to brag. Knocked out the entire commuter puzzle yesterday in 18 minutes.
Really?
My God, that's
that is
yeah,
impressive.
That doesn't sound like bragging.
No,
at all.
Not at all.
Don't mean to brag, but here's something really impressive I'll
brag.
Tell you about.
About me.
Corby Davidson.
Still can't do the New York Times.
I heard his voice already. Mike Reiner certainly is nearby.
Who can do a New York Times Friday puzzle? Seriously.
Mike is, Mike's not here.
Uh-oh.
I do hear kind of a buzz that accompanies you, but then again, you're the snake. You know?
Yeah.
Where are you?
We're at Majestic Liquors in beautiful Mansfield, Texas, off Highway 287 and 20.
Mansfield, huh?
I'm there.
I love the liquor.
Love it.
I love it, too.
Is Mike there or no?
Why don't you marry it?
So I got a lot of email about Charles Haley being a champion.
I got a million email.
So?
I got a trillion.
So I believe them because I listened to the last part of that and when I was driving in here and he did.
I think early on it was more so. If you want to replay any of it.
What's that?
Make sure you replay some me.
I will. We'll focus on you.
You know, he did say, 12 times in 20 seconds, but did you hear that cool question Dan asked?
You guys didn't get around to asking him about Masterburgers.
Oh, dear.
Look,
we're getting there. We'll do it next time.
It was a great interview, though.
And there will be a next time.
Except for you didn't ask about that part.
Look.
Fading? Yeah, you bet there will be.
There were 50 or 60 incidents. We got to a few of them.
Yeah, but
save some for next time.
The major one where he had to masturbate.
So cutting a hole in a teammate's car and tinkling is not a major one?
It's not the same thing as
masturbating. I don't know. Some people think it is. Hey, let's say hello to Mike Reiner.
It's kind of from the same general area.
Yeah, it really is.
Mike.
General area.
Mike.
Mike. We're about to get more rhymes.
What are they showing here on NFL Network?
More dogmatic Ryan's telling us why.
Dogmatic, huh?
A little bit.
I think good.
No?
Thesaurus.
Would you deny dogmatic? Come on.
Would I?
You think you would embrace it. As anyone.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, today is Friday.
I'm not sure I know what that word means.
Friday, September 25th, the 268th day of the year. There are 97 days left in 2009.
That's it?
Isn't that dogmatic?
97?
On this day in 1957, nine black students who had been forced to withdraw from Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas because of unruly white crowds.
Wow.
Or let's just say white crowds.
Yeah, make no mistake about it. White crowds are always unruly.
Anyway, these students got escorted to
class. You hear that? He said more meat.
Come on, man. Of the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division.
Now, why did
why do these black kids want to go to school? Like, wouldn't it be great?
No. What's up with the white
kids?
You were kept
out of school,
you
though?
Have to call the
when
Army.
When you were in high school, would you want to go?
I'm just trying to sort through
you have to freaking call the Army.
The question, what's up with the white kids?
What's up with the white kids, man? White people.
Well, what is up with the white kids?
Damn.
Hey, is that a Campeasy's behind us?
I don't know, is it?
I wonder if they could deliver here.
I wonder if Amber is there.
I wonder if they could deliver Amber and pizza here.
I'll bet Amber doesn't even know that location exists. There
is no way that Campeasy's could bring a pizza over here. I mean, it's at least 30 yards away. There's no way.
Dude, that's so low rent, what you're doing here.
It can't happen.
Begging for pizza in the air.
Who would do something like that?
Come on, dude.
You're a jerk.
Only a D-head would do that.
You guys are...
You're bigger than that.
The number one talk show in the world.
I don't know, everything on it.
You're stooping down to this level.
Or cheese.
Don't you have Jerry Jones money? Just go and get one.
That's midday level, dude.
Right. Afternoon drive, Snake.
So your new weekend show is What's Up with the White Kids?
Yep. I just don't understand. What's the thought process? Mike, tell me the thought process.
White people are stupid.
And now it's time for What's Up
with the black kids that want to go to school?
Okay, you...
Good to get it.
I think you want to get educated. You want to get it.
Nowadays, people are skipping school.
Okay, Bob, tell me the rationale.
You can get a degree.
What?
What's the thinking?
What's up with white kids?
Yeah.
And
why are you so unruly? Because of Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington and Lincoln and Madison and Pinkston, and they were all educated just fine.
Here we go.
With those substandard books and text and all that stuff. We're just trying to get a real education.
They fought through it all right. You want everything, don't you?
I'm just saying.
Call an ambulance.
I don't understand. I just want to know the rationale. Why be so unruly just because a black person wants to get an education?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm trying to understand. Someone explain it to me.
It may go back to hiring people and forcing them to work and not paying them.
Since we're playing around the horn, I just gave Diamond 4 points.
And,
thank you. I appreciate it.
And you know what?
I understand
that slaves did not even have like a 401k plan.
Yeah, I muted him. 2 points for Dan.
Swear to God, I just read
that. BS, Corby.
I swear.
Do a little research.
Take one away from Corby.
Did they have dental insurance?
3 points for Donovan.
Of course. No, they have
no dental insurance.
Do they have matching 401k?
30 seconds. Now, who's they?
Mike, 2 points.
Slave.
Them.
Three points.
On this day in 1997.
A pair of pliers, let's put it that way.
Looks like Kevin Blackstone won the segment again. Congratulations.
Do they do that? Is that how they score that show? I don't know.
Like that. But please don't call my bluff.
On this day in 1997, sportscaster Marv Albert ended his trial in Arlington, Virginia by pleading guilty to assault and battery and biting.
And just right back on the radio, huh?
Really?
Back on television.
Within hours, NBC fired him.
3 points.
Did he plead guilty to panty wearing?
Yes, and a teddy.
That is not a crime.
Or was it a chemisol?
What if the panties on your head? Is that a crime?
2 points.
I hope not.
All right, Matthew Kellogg is 29.
Son, do you understand the birthday news? Do you know you have a panty on your head?
As I will ignore the big trade that happened on this day in 1997 when the Seattle Supersonics sent Sean Kemp.
Oh my gosh!
To the Cavs and also the Milwaukee Bucks.
Boy, you thought championship, right?
The Milwaukee Bucks got Terrell
Brandon and Tyrone Hill.
Yeah.
And Vin Baker. Went to Seattle.
Yeah.
Vin and Tonic.
And the Cavs got Kemp, the man-child, and Sherman Douglas.
Let me tell you something.
Who was also a backup running back for the Cowboys.
I knew that trade was so doomed.
Why?
Because Vin Baker was really good.
I thought it's because you're sports term.
And if we're going to trade Vin Baker in a Sean Kemp trade, can't we get Sean Kemp? Why do we have to take Tyrone Hill and Terrell Brandon, who's never healthy?
For the titles.
Did I say Matthew Kellogg is 29? Matt Kellogg.
Hello, Matt.
The Bucks have just been a mess for 20 years.
Megan writes and sends a photo. My friend Lane is a huge P1. He is turning 31 Sunday. This wish is from Megan down in Houston.
Yeah. How's the photo look?
Mike.
Then just relax the throat muscles.
Mike.
Yes.
For Lane's birthday, would you mind telling him the only three things you care about?
All right, I will. Shall we?
Go ahead.
Jimmy.
Lane, I love baseball, dinosaurs, and my penis.
She says, thank you so much. He'll be thrilled. I listen to you every day on the internet.
That's a wonderful gift.
And if you're wise, those will be the only three things you care about, too. Except yours, not mine.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Now, what if I care about yours, Mike? Is that weird?
All right, here's the snake.
Corby, we all have birthdays, sir.
Corby, I met you last night before the Polyphonic Spree show. Today is my 24th birthday, and I'm 1 year away from fitting in to the demographic.
Oh, you'll fit in, honey.
There is a small chance that I will be woken up in that special way tomorrow, but I have to go find her at the bars tonight.
Oh, to do.
Hey, now.
Well, that chance is indeed small, then.
Thanks.
Washington Water Fountain.
P1 Nick in Dallas. Now, Nick would like this.
Oh, Nick.
He tags it with this.
Mig.
I would love it if Mike told a Paul Harvey joke for my birthday.
Let's see the photo. Only photos receive requests.
Unless
new rule.
I have a mental photo because I met him last night.
I don't have any Paul Harvey jokes.
I have a birthday and an announcement.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The announcement first. I will have a new addition to my family today as they are inducing labor on my younger sister. So young Joshua will be here in just a minute.
You have a sister?
I have two sisters.
Is this the white
really?
One?
How old is she?
So,
you're not the father, are you?
You have a twin sister.
This is not the Phillips family. No, I'm not
so
the father.
So this is not the one that's going to mess up the bloodlines?
Your thoughts betray her, too.
No, no. So, you know, they're inducing labor today.
How old is
so
your sister?
30?
Boy, she'll be ready to party by tonight.
So if you
not tonight.
To
maybe give her like 6 weeks.
Why are you working right now, dude?
Because
yeah, I wouldn't.
She's had one before. It's old hat, dude.
If they couldn't get this done in time for him to be here for this. For what today doesn't suck.
Right, he'll be here today.
Is this being on? Is this on Ustream right now anywhere?
No, no.
What's going on over there?
She's being violated right now, and I have a birthday.
Muting Bob.
Today is the birthday of Deetra Miles. She's a friend and a colleague.
Is
so happy birthday.
Is that Darla's code name?
You do know Deetra, that's right.
From KRLD.
That's right.
You can buy me a drink.
That's not her. That's not her right there.
You can buy me a drink.
Yeah. Buy me a drink.
Why can't you be friends with
someone
that's white?
I have plenty of white
you
friends.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Name one.
Bob.
No, not someone you are forced to be friends
with. Lamp.
Paid to be my friend.
Lamp. So there's one.
All right, Donovan.
And dear Dan, for the love of Crabtree, can you wish me, Adam Fritzel from Keller, a happy 22-year-old birthday? I listen to every show all day, including Norm's, because I like sports.
Why do people have to tag it with that?
My birthday will not be complete without hearing pterodactyl laughs or Robot Mike.
$8 at Blockbuster, $8 dark.
Mike?
Yes.
You okay?
It's from Adam.
All right, I have a birthday, Dan.
Okay. And he's got it up.
No.
Turn it off. Is the birthday of Keith Murphy.
You don't know him
today.
Yay. What does he do for a living, Mike?
He designed the Petty Theft logo.
Keith Murphy.
Petty Theft logo?
Yes.
Wow.
It is the birthday of.
Is he Canada Charlie
Murphy?
You
have a logo for a cover band?
Yes.
That's weird.
It's the birthday of Robert Petty? Jenkins.
It's a picture of Tom Petty.
I beat you to it.
You know what other band has a logo?
Robert Drinkin' Jenkins, if I'm not mistaken.
What a great nickname.
Is it on the big bass drum? The logo?
No.
Well, get it done.
Yeah. Lizard Larceny has a logo.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
The Doors cover band Lizard Larceny has a logo?
For serious,
When's the next time I can see that?
Why, tomorrow at Poor David's Pub.
Saturday night at Poor David's Pub in Dallas?
On Lamar.
No kidding.
This is unbelievable.
Downbeat around 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, but there are other bands, too.
Really? Who?
Vane and Hamburger Hellhat.
No kidding. They're great.
Made up.
Vane
and Hamburger Hellhat.
So Hamburger Hellhat is a rung below Lizard Larceny.
If you like Led Zeppelin and
just
grunge
like every
type
other
music.
Band.
Yeah. Well, that'll be awesome.
I know.
Today
I'll
is also
there.
The birthday of our good friend and longtime P1, John C. Caffey.
Oh,
hey, John C.
Yes.
Hey, happy birthday.
Tomorrow is the birthday of Judy O'Loughlin, or
Stop
Judy
it.
Ennis, as she used to be known when she roamed these halls.
Ennis.
Judy Ennis, the redheaded girl?
Yeah, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know her.
I thought you told
yes,
him
I
to
do.
Stop.
You know Judy?
Yeah. She sat at my desk.
Judy with the big old booty?
What?
I know Judy.
And Sunday
She's
is the birthday
now,
of
huh?
Scott Matula,
did Judy,
George's college roommate.
Did Judy Ennis get married?
Yes, I guess so.
So
maybe I don't know.
Well,
those were good times.
Elsewhere,
when she was around.
Yeah,
I think she was here in the beginning of the Dan era.
Hey, Corby.
Yes.
According to an email, whatever that place is you're looking at is a strip joint.
Not a restaurant.
It's Campese's, dude. I just got that email, too.
Not a game.
It says Campese's. Is that a Campese's right there?
Not a game.
It's a strip
not
joint?
Not a game.
Donovan?
I saw kids walking
in. No, not a game.
There. Get some
not
pizza
a game.
From there.
What are we doing here?
What?
How the hell can I make
Why don't
my
you have
teammates
send a girl
better?
Over?
They can bring you some prime rib
by practice.
Right.
Thanks, Ruben.
Oh, kids walked in? Yeah, it's called
because
Little Purrs.
Don't know.
Talking about a franchise.
All right, elsewhere, Chauncey Phillips is 33.
It's, well, send some of your
it's called Pillsbury. Purrvery.
Hubie Brown is 76.
You had him yesterday. Think he's got anything,
shut
Bob?
Up. Bob McAdoo is 58.
Hubie Brown?
Why are you telling me to shut up?
I think he speaks in a very odd way when
Scottie
doing games.
Scottie Pippen is 44.
No tipping
Pippen. Wait a minute. Did you say Bob McAdoo's birthday is today?
Oh,
yes.
Tarl.
Oh, the great scorer.
Is that Tommy's favorite NBA player of all time?
It must be. He's the... Well, now, would it be him or Randy Smith?
Gino Petralli is 50.
Ranger, great.
Wow. Was he an Indian for
a while? He drove a Dr. Pepper truck, Mike.
I sure was.
Nobody called for the tribe for the last couple months of one season.
That's right. That's for you, Dan.
Is that right, Ty? Typedian?
Sure. You got the mail right here. What are you talking
Freaking
about?
Freaking LaDainian Tomlinson is out again.
Michael Douglas is 65.
How can anybody be surprised by that?
Pussycat.
Why are you so upset?
What?
Mark Hamill is 58.
Wow. Wow. Really?
He's only got one.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill is your age, Mike? That's unbelievable.
Queef. What was he in?
Queef.
You're an idiot.
Actually,
you
are an idiot.
Heather Locklear is 48.
Queef. Hot. Mm.
Michael Madsen is 51.
Is that 10?
Genius.
Is that 5 yards or
Mr.
10 yards?
I think it's 10. That's a major violation.
Was Tom?
I don't know.
Mr. Winnie White? Mandela is 73.
Oh, Tom. Wonder Years.
That's why you're celebrating, huh? Oh, my God.
What if she was the
That's why I'm so happy.
So that's why Lizard Larson is playing at Poor Day.
We're celebrating Winnie's birthday, yeah.
Fred now, did you Savage. Try to pick up the pieces from Nelson, Tom?
Of if course. She shuffles through with her shovel.
Get Are you going to wear your T-shirt of the South African flag?
Again? I guess.
Chris Owen is 29. Tonight. Corby?
I'm freak.
Chris Owen?
Evan?
Is that a Radiohead guy?
I don't know. They list him as in American Pie.
American Pie?
I thought he was the kid
in...
Yeah,
that was
in...
one of your movies.
I thought he was the kid Paul running for president in election.
Paul in...
But I could be wrong.
Wasn't Owen Danny DeVito's name champion. And Throw Mama from the Train?
Will Smith is 41.
How about that?
Oh, that's a Philly great.
That's $20 million.
Now this is a story all about how
Jimmy
my
Stir is 58.
Upside down.
Jimmy Stir, great polka impresario.
Who?
Jimmy Stir.
Hmm.
Aida.
Turturro
is 47.
Madonna.
Whoa. We met her.
What?
He's right. It is.
Barbara Walters is 81.
Would.
I won't.
Anson Williams is 60.
I would.
Potsy
is 60. Potsy's your age, too? What's going on, man?
No. Potsy's not my age.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is 40.
So they have the same birthday?
Yep.
And mustache.
So gay.
No mustache.
Landing strip.
Hot.
Now, spare birthdays.
Somebody go! Almighty!
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Bitch.
It's a fight form.
Who's that?
I do have to plug one thing, Dan.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Plugging. All right.
My God.
Again.
Pudge Rodriguez is signing from 10 to noon tomorrow at Grapevine Mills Mall Game Day Connection.
There's a car wash over by my house.
Pudge Rodriguez. It's not a car wash. It's Pudge.
He's washing cars?
No, he's signing autographs.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. Boy, he is falling.
Is that the clause in his contract that they don't make the playoffs?
Right. You can ask him for an autograph, and if you want to ask him to do anything else, that's between...
Could you wash my car?
You wouldn't believe the way they would buff anything out of my car.
That's between you and Pudge.
It's unbelievable.
Now, I have to plug something, too, Dan.
Well, I got spare birthdays.
Okay, well, go ahead.
It's like the end of Stern Show now.
Okay, yeah, plug's coming to you.
Where's Scott and the engineer going to be? John Lynch is 38 today.
Who?
John Lynch, the safety.
the commentator now.
Boy, he got his head rattled around a few times.
Hey, did you guys hear the Scott Case part?
Okay, wait a minute. Scott Case. All right, Charles Haley did not know who Scott Case was. I don't believe that. Scott Case, if you watch that Super Bowl in 95,
I know.
He was like the MVP. If Larry Brown hadn't had two interceptions, gift-wrapped to him.
Whatever. I always want to give it to the white dude.
And I said the white defensive back. How many white defensive backs could there have been?
I mean, three. He made like 14 tackles in the Super Bowl.
There's a lot in the AFL.
Tillman.
He was like the first Lynn Scott.
And Lynn Scott.
Did he really not know who he was?
Dude, he wasn't playing.
That is unreal.
I don't know.
Come on.
You never know.
Come on, big of a deal,
man.
Dude.
Nah, a million really Scott not. Cases in the world. Come on.
Right.
Charles Haley had better things to do than be messing around with any Scott Case.
If you didn't know Troy Aikman, you have a story. But Scott Case,
he's
please.
On your. He starts
so
on
what?
Your defense.
Whatever. I guarantee you, Charles Haley might have known
right.
half the guys in that defensive huddle.
Who are these guys in here? Todd Philcox, Dan, 43.
Well,
yeah, he does.
Well. Boy, we had high hopes for him, didn't we?
That explains the home Philcox.
He kind of dove on that pile, huh?
Yep.
Mike Stanton. No, 57.
Hey, guys.
The Michael Stanton.
Former Ranger Gray.
Can I get a minute of time?
Oh, wait a minute. Who's that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
David Weathers is 40. Tony Womack's 40.
Whoa, Tony! Back up here, David Weathers.
Womack.
I bet David Weathers had a swim through mill.
I think he did, but let's go back to Pete Stanton for
I
a
bet
moment.
He okay, let's go back to Pete Stanton oh, for a second.
Mike Stanton, well.
Do you have anything you wanted to tell us in our meeting here?
Guys, I'm only going to take a minute of your time. Even if it's not going to even be a minute.
That's really not that
big. That's a horrible
No, it's really not. Let's hear yours.
Hey, guys. I know this is kind of a whip here, guys, but just take a second. Could you record something for a client?
Look, guys.
It's just a spec.
Are you
know,
satisfied
really,
with your house
right
now? It
doesn't right have now? To be 60.
I'm trying to get you a free house.
All right,
here's
for
Mike's plug before we do deads. Or should we do deads?
Go ahead and do deads. I'll do mine at the very
Born on this day now, dead, Christopher Reeve.
Mm.
Hey, guys. How old's his wheelchair?
Dude, you're a jerk.
Yeah, that's over the line, dude.
You are a big
That's over the line,
pal,
jerk.
Pal.
I won't allow that.
So that's the line,
Mr.
huh?
Mr. Boston Pig.
The line is right.
Yeah, so now all of a sudden we've
Reeve.
Got a line on
that's
this
right.
thing.
Now you found it.
The
yeah.
line is Superman.
You've been looking for it. There it is. Enough out of you.
Pal.
Dead on this day, still dead.
Now, if you want to do Greg Louganis jokes.
Well, we've got just the guy for that, don't we?
Well, he's gay, right? You're allowed to do gay jokes. What?
That's Superman.
What am I saying?
Right? I don't know.
Come on.
Dead on this day, still dead, Don Adams.
Adams family.
Klaus Barbie.
The Barbie family.
The Nazi war criminal. He had a little action figure.
Well, and, you know a lot about him, don't you?
Yeah, different. Oh,
like
he had action figures in different situations.
Like
one was in the bathing suit. One was on the go.
Now, how much of a normal symposium is devoted to the work of Klaus Barbie in this thing?
Couldn't. What if there was an action figure line, but it wasn't Barbie, it was Klaus Barbie? But it was all the same situations.
Probably confuse a lot of kids.
Malibu.
What if there
Barbie?
Was an action figure line, but so it was not like Barbie, it was Stormy?
We gotta go. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, I've got a plug.
And John Henry Bonzo Bonham.
Hey, go to the...
Dead on this day, still dead.
Hey, go to the ticket.com. Wow. There's a new blog up there from computer. So
really?
Read it. Yeah.
That's your plug?
Yes, that's my plug.
Mike's plug.
Go.
Ends the
All
show.
Right, Fred, do the plugs.
Tonight is the 50th Richardson High School Homecoming Parade. It is the only one of its kind in the area. And it will be down Beltline out there in Richardson. Go check it out.
I'll
it's
file
really
that
neat.
Under who gives a crap.
Now, we have a distinguished alum of Richardson High School on our staff. You know that, don't you?
End on a high.
It's always me ending things on a high.
Queef.
Coming up tomorrow at 2, it's race week. We'll be